Hello, everybody. This is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Thanks for joining, guys. The Lord has a good word for you today. So I'm just going to pray to get started. Holy Spirit, I need you. I need your grace. I can't do anything. Lord, thank you for your presence. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that comes out to listen to this prophetic word. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself and my family, over this podcast. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. I pray for accuracy. I pray for 100% clarity and accuracy in the prophetic. And I pray that you would give me your heart of love for everyone listening. Thank you, Lord. I want to speak your words and only your words. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, I'm going to pray in the spirit and flow with the Lord. I have a scripture, and I feel like I'm supposed to read that right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I'm in Matthew chapter 20, verse 16. So the last will be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few chosen. The Holy Spirit says, I'm calling my black church to rise up. I'm calling my black church in America to rise up, says the Lord. He says, you are revivalists. Hallelujah. You are revivalists, said the Lord. I am bringing revival through the black church, the African American church. Hallelujah. He's asking me to talk about William Seymour. William Seymour was a man, a preacher in the early 1900s, whom God chose to birth the Azusa Street Revival in California. He was an African American gentleman, and the Lord mightily used him in the Azusa Street Revival. Many amazing miracles happened. The power of God extended out for, I don't know if it was a mile, it was a long way. It was, the Azusa Street Revival was in a warehouse, it was in an unusual place. People saw flames shooting out of the top of the warehouse, and they literally called the fire department. It was not a natural fire. It was the fire of God. The fire department came. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord says, listen, this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. That was a foreshadowing of the great awakening that would be birthed out of his black African American church in America. Rasatakare se. He says, from sea to shining sea. He says, let freedom ring. And I hear sirens outside. I'm in Dallas, Texas right now, guys. I'm in a hotel room and I hear the sirens. And it's like the ambulance. And the Holy Spirit said to speak to that. He says it's 911. It's 911. And he says Hebrews 9:11. And so I trust you, Lord, because I can't even really remember what that scripture is off the top of my head. But I'm flipping there because the Holy Spirit is good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Lord. I'm trying to flip with one hand, hold my phone with the other hand. Okay, Hebrews 9:11 in the New King James. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. He says, keep going. Verse 12, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. He wants me to stop there. I'm going to read it again. Hebrews 9, verses 11 and 12. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place, once and for all, having obtained an eternal redemption. Socorro samba care dice. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Socorro samba care dice. He says we're entering a 9-1-1 season. He says we're entering a 5-alarm season. 5 is the number of grace. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, the great awakening, many eyes will be opened to the reality of their sin. Their eyes have been closed. They have not been able to perceive their need for a Savior. The Lord says today, soon that will change. He's opening the eyes of the blind to see their sin, to see their sin nature for what it is. He says a deep repentance is spreading across the nation from sea to shining sea. Feel him highlighting this portion of the scripture in Hebrews 9:12. Listen. With his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Once for all. He says, speak to that. Listen, once for all. He did it one time. For all of humanity, till the end of the age, all, once for all. All means all. He says their eyes will be opened He says there will be weeping. He says godly sorrow leads man to repentance. The Lord says, as the gospel is preached, this repentance, this conviction of the Holy Spirit is going to fall across the United States. Nada era sana nada diria na crise hishi. Wani era sama kana ki te bisha be ki te 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 te. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the increase? I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, listen, they're going to need deliverance. They're going to need deliverance. They're going to need discipleship. They're going to need the body of Christ. He says, is my body ready? To steward the increase. Is my body ready to steward this increase? Three times I heard him say, I think not. I think not. I think not. He says, I'm calling my body to rise up and come up higher with me. He wants you to think bigger. He wants you to think bigger. Hear him saying, like, he's increasing his body to be able to hold the increase. I'm just thinking of like a vessel. Thinking of the woman in the Old Testament, and you know, when she went to gather all of the vessels, all of the jars, and the oil kept flowing as long as she had the vessels. And so I just feel like the Lord is speaking to our capacity. Our capacity to hold this increase, to hold this increase, this growth in his body, to steward it well. And he's calling us higher. And listen, he's calling his black community. I'm speaking the words the Holy Spirit is speaking. He says, Hasabakana gere shehe. He's looking to his black community in the church to rise up together in unity. And lead this nation into the great awakening. He says, say it again, Christy. I'm looking for my black community in the body of Christ to rise up, to come together in unity, to lead this nation into the great awakening. Hallelujah. He says, I'm birthing revival through the black church, through the African American church. He says the last will be first. The last will be first. He says, look at Azusa Street and study it. Look at that revival and study it. It's a pattern. It's a type. It's a foreshadowing of what is to come on a much larger scale. Hallelujah. He's just talking about it being in a warehouse. It's an unusual place. It's an unusual space. Warehouses are where things are stored, where things are kept. Yeshekim, before they're used, before they're put into production, before they're sold, this is where things are kept and stored. He says, I'm taking many that have been kept in obscurity, and I'm bringing them into the light, into the forefront. Many that have been hidden and kept in obscurity, I'm taking those ones into the front, into the forefront, into the light to lead the charge. He says, you must come together. You must come together. And I just have this image right now of linking arms, and I see black, white, black, white, black, white. Linking arms, the body of Christ. He says a three-stranded cord cannot easily be broken. And I have this impression, it's like, hold the line. Hold the line. He says the Black Pentecostal Church. These are my fire starters. These are my fire starters. He says, I'm going to use them to start the flame, the fire of revival. But the whole body of Christ is needed to steward it and to keep it burning. It says, where are my burning ones? Where are my burning ones? He says, I'm calling for unity in my body. Unity in the body of Christ. Unity in his body. Your minds stayed on Jesus. Your minds stayed on the will of the Father. One purpose, one mind. The mind of Christ. One purpose, one mind. The mind of Christ. Hallelujah. He says, the racial divide does not exist in my church. He says, I tore it down when I died. The racial divide does not exist in the body of Christ because Jesus tore it down when he died. You are all one in Christ Jesus. You are all one in Christ Jesus, united in the Spirit. He says, act as such. Come together. You need one another. Help me, Holy Spirit, we love you. I just felt the release. So he's asking me to end the word there. And he says, no commentary, just end the word there. So thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We give you all the glory, all the honor. You are so worthy, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.